If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
So awkward!
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're really good. We're really good, Anonymous. What's your true confession today?
Okay, so my confession. I don't have a boyfriend, but or a husband, but I really want to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of go out and hook up with guys, trying to get pregnant so I can have a baby. Without them.
Wait, what?
I mean, with them.
Okay. But, hold on. So let me get you. You don't have a boyfriend. You're not married. You're not in a relationship.
No.
But you want a baby.
I do. I really want to be a mom. And so I figured, you know, so far, none of the guys I meet are really good guys, really. I mean, I'm not interested in being in a relationship with them. I definitely wouldn't want them to be a dad, or they're not even interested in that, but I figured this way I can get what I need from them, and then I can go and have my baby.
Have you considered, like, doing it a better way, like going to the doctor and, like, getting a donor and
that's,
stuff?
That's no fun, Megan. You don't get any free drinks when that happens, you know?
And that's pretty expensive. And
it's expensive, too, yeah.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah, huh.
Like they get what they wanted. I mean, that's really all they wanted anyway. But
why do you want a baby so bad? Like that you're just willing to go out with some randos and, you know,
I've always wanted to be a mom. I really have, and that's always been in my life plan. And unfortunately, you know, that a lot of guys don't feel that way, or they're just not suitable partners, and
yeah. They're
not good to me. And so, yeah, this way I can go have a baby and be happy.
If this worked out, would you end up telling the guy that, you know, you're pregnant with his child?
Oh, no.
No.
I wouldn't ask him for anything. He wouldn't even know about it. I would just, you know, go off and have my baby and my little nugget. And
but don't you think that, yeah. Are you, like, legally supposed to tell the father involved?
I don't know. So what do you, like, so you just roll into the bar and hook up with some dude, and then what? You, like, if the test is positive, you're good to go. If it's negative, you go back out the next weekend?
Pretty much. I mean, I time it. I know when my best times are, and it's surprisingly easy to meet guys that
right.
just want to hook up.
Wow.
Telling. I mean, that's the whole point. They're not interested in relationships.
Are you pregnant yet? Has it worked out or?
No, not yet.
How many times have you had to go at it?
Just a few times. Because you only have to space it out. You have to, like, wait a month each time. So.
All right. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Well, listen, you know, best of luck to you, Anonymous.
Thank you.
When's your next weekend adventure?
I guess a couple weeks.
All right, guys.
Great.
All guys in a couple weeks, just stay home.
or wear a condom.
Either one of those is good advice. Hey, thanks for calling, Anonymous. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Had a woman call up just moments ago, and she said, you know, I really want a baby, but all the guys I meet are horrible, and I don't think they'd be a good father. So what I'm doing is I'm just running around trying to find a guy to hook up with and, you know, give me what I want, and then I'll just let him go, and me and my kid will live happily ever after. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. We have a couple people that want to comment. James, thanks so much for calling. What'd you want to say, James?
Well, I mean, I am so upset about that woman, you know, that she wants to go out and get pregnant and never tell the guy. I mean, who does that? That's an evil person.
That's an evil person.
Yeah, because let's say the guy's out there, you know, he's actually looking for love. He's looking to meet somebody. And, you know, he's not a guy that does one night stands and it just happens because he likes this woman. And then she gets pregnant and she never tells them that he had a baby. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
You know, that's why I tell guys, don't have one night stands because you never know what's going to happen. And here's the thing. here's the thing. Let's say that this baby's born. He never knows. And when that baby turns 18, he goes, hey, guess what? I want to know who my father is. Right? And then he shows up or she shows up and like, hey, by the way, you're my father. And the guy never had any idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if he
can even find the dad, like, I mean, one night stand, you may not even know the dude's last name.
Right, but I think with social media, there's so many ways to find somebody now, you know, and DNA. Let's say the guy did an ancestry and all that, and they have his DNA, and the kid does the DNA. I mean, there's still a chance. And how fair is for that guy to one day just, you know, 18 years later, a person shows up at his door like, hey, by the way, you're my father.
Right.
No, that is true. I've known a couple of women who've had babies on their own, not this particular way.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Or maybe they did.
Like getting a donor?
No, you know what? I think I know somebody who did this exact thing. And basically, they never think of the child because then you're right. The child is born and they have questions and they want a dad and they don't have one and... It is kind of, you know, you're like, oh, I want a baby because it's like a cute accessory.
Some people don't, think it through. It's not just an accessory.
Well, like, I think a lot of women, you know, think about babies as an accessory.
Yeah.
Especially, you're like, oh, we can get a cute little baby bag and we can get a little stroller and, you know, we'll go to mommy and me and stuff like that. all right. Hey, thanks for calling, James. We really appreciate it. We're sorry that we angered you so much.
Not fun. I mean, I just, you know, it's just awful people out there in the world.
Yeah. Awful, awful people. No, that's probably she shouldn't be a mom if she's that awful.
Exactly.
All right, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. More of your phone calls coming up. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Thanks for joining us today, folks. 833-685-9595. So this woman is all like, I want a baby, but the guys I know are all horrible. And so did you go out to the bar, you know, dress a little inappropriately and see if she can't snag a guy for the night, get what she needs, and then, you know, dismiss him. 833-685-9595. Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous. What'd you want to say?
From a morality standpoint, I just wanted to say, is it fair to bring a kid into the world without giving it the chance of having a mom and a dad?
Yeah.
And a couple of things from her standpoint, from a safety issue, one, you know, STDs.
Yeah,
and then two, you know, being regularly doing that with strangers, what about her being hurt? So it's just a very dangerous lifestyle, and I think it's unfair.
Also, and here's the other thing. What if she like beds a guy who happens to be a moron and her kid turns out to be a moron?
Well, yeah.
But it's true. Like, you don't know the genetics of that person, and you don't know their family history. Like, you don't know what, you know, you have no idea what your kid could potentially be like.
Absolutely right. Your kid could turn out to have, like, you know, zero IQ or think it's fun to, like, you know, hit himself with a baseball bat in the head. All sorts of weird stuff. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595 is the number. What do you think? Is this a good idea, or is it like the worst idea you've ever heard of in your entire life? 833-685-9595. Rebecca, good morning. How are you? What do you want to say?
I think that she's best on like going to like a sperm donor and, you know, having a baby like that than actually going to like a club or bars and meeting other guys.
You know what, though?
That's what I said, but she said it's too expensive.
It's too expensive. That's what she doesn't have the money for that. She does, however, have the cover charge to get into, like, you know, the club. So
she must have, like, a gay best friend that, like, you know, might want to donate.
Oh, hey, that's another. Why didn't we think of that? Maybe there's just some dude listening that wants to donate. 833-685-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.